आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी टू फाइल हिज नॉमिनेशन पेपर्स फ्रॉम वाराणसी लोकसभा सीट टुडे। फाइलिंग ऑफ नॉमिनेशंस फॉर सेवेंथ एंड लास्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टू एंड दिस इवनिंग। 67.71% voter turnout recorded in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and Senior BJP Leader Sushil Kumar Modi passes away. Death toll rises to 14 in Mumbai's billboard collapse incident. And Abha Khatwa sets national record winning gold in the women's shot put at the National Federation Cup Athletics competition in Bhubaneswar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today file his nomination from Varanasi constituency. Polling will be held in Varanasi in the seventh and final phase of general elections, and today is the last day of filing nominations for this phase.
After getting the blessings of Kal Bhairav, the Kotwal of Kashi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will proceed for the nomination process today. BJP is going to use the occasion of nomination as a show of strength, which will include participation of the leaders of all alliance partners. Chief ministers of 12 BJP ruled states are expected to participate in the nomination. Several union ministers, senior BJP leaders, ministers of Uttar Pradesh government and MPs will also be present on the occasion. On the other hand, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will participate in the nomination of Congress candidate Virendra Chaudhary from Maharaj Ganj constituency. Mr. Kharge will address political rally in Gorakhpur district also. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi and Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will hold a joint rally in favour of alliance candidate in Jhansi today. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will campaign in Amethi. Later, the Samajwadi Party chief will address a political rally in Jalon district. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati will also hold a rally in Jhansi. Today is the last date for filing nomination for the seventh and the last phase of Lok Sabha polls. Elections will be held in 57 Lok Sabha seats in 7 states and 1 union territory in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 seats of West Bengal, 8 seats of Bihar, 6 seats of Odisha, 4 seats of Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat in the Union Territory of Chandigarh will go to polls in the 7th and the last phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the 7th and last phase will be held on the 1st of June. Election Commission today said that the voter turnout in the 4th phase of Lok Sabha elections, which was held yesterday, has been recorded at 67.71%. In this phase, polling was held in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory yesterday. Andhra Pradesh, which voted for both Lok Sabha and State Assembly, has recorded 78.25% turnout. Bihar recorded 57.06% voter turnout and Telangana recorded 64.93% voter turnout. Jammu and Kashmir recorded a poll percentage of 37.98%. Jharkhand saw 65.31% turnout and Madhya Pradesh recorded 70.98%. The polling percentage in Maharashtra was recorded at 59.64%, in Odisha 73.97%, Uttar Pradesh 58.05%, and West Bengal at 78.44%. 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats of Telangana, 13 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats of Maharashtra, 8 seats each of Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats of Bihar, 4 seats each of Jharkhand and Odisha, along with 1 seat of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, went to polls in this phase. A total of 1,717 candidates were in the fray for the fourth phase. Election Commission said that the polling process remained peaceful. Srinagar parliamentary constituency recorded 37.98% voter turnout, which is the highest in many decades. With the conclusion of phase 4, polling for general elections has crossed the halfway mark, with polling completed in 23 states and UTs and 379 parliamentary constituencies. In a series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring a report on Barakpur parliamentary constituency in West Bengal.
Barapur parliamentary constituency consists of 7 assembly segments. This constituency will go to poll on 20th May under the 5th phase of Lok Sabha election 24. The assembly segments are Amranga, Bijpur, Naihati, Bhatpara, Jagaddal, Noapara and Barakpur. There are 14 candidates including 7 independents in this seat. There are many jute, cotton and paper mills in this constituency and it was a vibrant industrial area. At present, most of these mills are shut down and real estate has come on the factory premises in many places. BJP sitting MP Arjun Singh has been given the ticket again. Trinamool Congress has fielded State Minister Partha Bhoumi. Congress supported left front candidate is Devdutt Ghosh. There are more than 15 lakhs electors in Barakpur constituency, of which nearly 7 lakhs 40,000 are women voters. Security arrangements will be tight with adequate central and state forces. All the booths will be webcasted on the voting day. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passed away in New Delhi yesterday. He breathed his last at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was battling with cancer. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have expressed grief on the demise of Sushil Kumar Modi. In her condolence message, President Draupadi Murmu said, "The sudden demise of Sushil Modi is an irreparable loss." She said, "Mr. Modi's gentle nature, contribution as an efficient administrator and integrity in public life were reflected in his personality and work." Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said the untimely demise of Sushil Kumar Modi is a huge loss to the nation's socio-political landscape. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sushil Kumar Modi has made an invaluable contribution to the rise of BJP and his success in Bihar. Mr. Modi said by opposing the emergency strongly, he had carved a niche for himself in student politics. He says Sushil Kumar Modi did a lot of commendable work as an administrator and his active role in passing GST will always be remembered. 14 people were killed and 43 others have been injured after a billboard collapsed during a fierce storm in Mumbai yesterday. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced an assistance of 5 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased. Mr. Shinde said that instructions have been given to the administration to take appropriate measures to prevent such incidents from happening again. We have more from a correspondent.
The incident occurred after a 100-foot-tall billboard was uprooted and fell on a petrol pump and nearby houses at the Chedanagar Junction in the Ghatkopar area. Some people are still trapped. Rescue operation is still going on. NDRF, ambulance and other agencies have been pressed into service. A case of culpable homicide has been registered against those responsible for this accident. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
National Testing Agency NTA is conducting Common University Entrance Tests CUET UG 2024 at different locations throughout the country on the 15th to the 18th of this month. The examination has been held at 379 cities, including 26 cities outside India. The NTA in a statement said that admit card of candidates appearing for the examination will be released on the website CUET-UGL@nta.ac.in. Candidates can download the admit card from the website using the application form number and date of birth. They also advise to download the admit card today evening so that any changes in the examination center due to administrative reasons may be reflected in the admit card. It added that candidates advised to regularly visit NTA website www.nta.ac.in and CUET-UG@nta.ac.in for the latest updates regarding the examination. Taxpayers will now be able to view status of the information confirmation process of the annual information statement. The AIS provides the details of a large number of financial transactions undertaken by the taxpayer that may have tax implications and accepts feedback from the taxpayers. The Income Tax Department announced that under the new functionality, the AIS will display whether the feedback of the taxpayer has been acted upon by the source partially or fully or has been rejected. In case of partial or full acceptance, the information will be corrected by the source by filing a correction statement. The tax department said that this decision will provide ease of compliance, enhance taxpayer services, and improve transparency. In Punjab, the meteorological department has forecast dry weather, rise in temperature and heat wave conditions during the next 4 to 5 days. The maximum temperature rose by 3 degrees Celsius yesterday, and the highest temperature of 43.7 degrees Celsius was recorded at Abohar town. The Met Office has advised people to stay updated with the latest weather advisories from time to time. Abha Khatua has set a national record and won gold medal in the women's shot put with a massive throw of 18.41 meters at the National Federation Cup athletics competition in Bhubaneswar. Representing Maharashtra at the event, Abha was a joint record holder of 18.06 meters with Manpreet Kaur before this event. But after the throw of 18.41 meters at the Kalinga Stadium yesterday, Abha has become the sole national record holder. However, her effort was well short of the Olympics qualifying mark of 18.80 meters, which no Indian woman has ever been able to reach. The qualifying window ends on June 30th, while Uttar Pradesh's Kiran Balian finished second and Delhi's Srishti Vig stood at third position. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans have been knocked out of the playoff race after rain forced the match against Kolkata Knight Riders to be abandoned without a ball bowled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad yesterday. Today, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have entered the quarterfinals, pre-quarters of the prestigious Italian Open Tennis in Rome, Italy. The second-seeded Indian-Australian duo defeated Francesco Passaro and Matteo Arnaldi of the host country in straight sets 6-2, 6-2 in the round of 32 yesterday. Bopanna and Ebden will next face another Italian pair of Simone Bolelli and Andrea Vavasori in the pre-quarters today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shefali Singh.
Thank you, Abhishek. 67.3% turnout in Phase 4. Fate of 379 seats sealed, leads Hindustan Times. Dip continues, 67.3% vote in Phase 4 against 69.6% in 2019, says the Times of India. In highest turnout since 1996, Srinagar records nearly 38% voting, reports the Indian Express. Amid a heavy turnout, violence mass polling in West Bengal constituencies, states the Hindu. Seventh edition of exercise Shakti between India, France begins in Meghalaya, reports the Pioneer. POK will become part of India, says Jaishankar, writes the Statesman. India signs deal with Iran to run Chabahar port, writes the Economic Times. Amid troubled ties, Maldives appreciates India's fiscal help, says the Tribune. And finally, Delhi shines in CBSE exams, over 94% pass in classes 10th and 12th, reports the Delhi Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Shefali. And in some more news, in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, the situation continues to worsen as fresh violence erupted due to clashes between protesters and authorities. This comes amid a wheel jam strike that is continuing for the fourth consecutive day. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to file his nomination papers from Varanasi Lok Sabha seat today. Filing of nominations for seventh and last phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening. 67.71% voter turnout recorded in fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Sushil Kumar Modi passes away. Death toll rises to 14 in Mumbai's billboard collapse incident. And Abha Khatua sets national record winning gold in the women's shot put at the National Federation Cup athletics competition in Bhubaneswar. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.